All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Articles Show. Dead Penetration's not here right now. He'll be here in a bit, but I've got to talk about some things before we even start. So, first of all, this concerns, well, I mean, of course, you guys, you know, I've already told you what happened with the computer and all that shit. So we're not going to go back through that, but we're back, and there is something that I do need to address because it came from a fan, and I want to make sure everybody knows about it. So anyway, I got a mysterious message on MGTOW.TV from this guy. It's RJ, bunch of letters, something like that. Could be fake, could be a Fed, could be whoever. Anyway, the person said, and I mean, this is just what they were saying, so if anybody wants to go to the guy that runs it and all that, you know, they can. But basically, he had said, he gave me some private details. Again, there's no guarantee this is who this person says it is. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. But claimed to have masturbated to Starless since they were 13 years old. Couldn't find any uncensored Great Deceiver on the internet because people had removed it. And first of all, I didn't even know where you would find Great Deceiver on the internet, because as far as I know, we're like the only place that really does that. And this person in particular wanted the uncut stuff that we took out of our video, like the scat stuff. And yeah, so I cut that stuff out because I've always cut it out. I've cut it out of Starless. I've cut it out of a lot of other games, a closed game, of course. A lot of those games we've cut that stuff out of. So basically, I wasn't going to record it. So he wanted all the uncut stuff in like a Google Drive, which sounds really kind of like, That sounds weird. It's like you want it. I don't even use Google Drive. I don't put shit on Google Drive. I don't put shit anywhere, to be honest. I use like Pixel Drain at one point for some things, and that didn't work well. Nobody really checked them out, so I just fucking said, forget it. And I just put a lot of that stuff up on the channel anyway. But as far as that kind of material goes, dude, if we're cutting it out, you're not getting it. Like, I told him, if you want this material, you need to buy the game. And he's like, I just turned 18. I was like, yeah, I don't give a fuck, you know, what you say or, you know, whoever. And, you know, to any feds or anything that are like, oh, this stuff is illegal, it's literally not. So, these games are on Steam. Great Deceiver, you can type that in, you know, it's there on Steam. Like, Great Deceiver. Oh my god, it's on Steam! Maybe you should tell all your other little Fed buddies, because nobody fucking knows anything about games over there. And you should be focusing on the real shit, which is the fact that Visa and MasterCard, and we'll talk about them a little bit more, they were like, we gotta get rid of all this Japanese shit. However, they got several reports that OnlyFans had real CSAM. You know what CSAM means. I know what CSAM means. There was real reports. And you know what Visa and MasterCard did? They fucking ignored them. They had the reports. Several reports. We'll go into this in full detail. They ignored them. So instead of trying to go after me and my scat stuff in the game, animated characters, shit that's not real, maybe you should go after real victims. Like, I'll do your fucking job, because apparently you don't know how to do it. Like, I'll literally go up there at FBI, it looks like, dude, y'all don't know what the fuck you're doing, apparently, so let me do it. Like, everybody get off the fucking computers. I will do it. I will run this whole shit by myself. And they'll be like, oh my god, you're that crazy autistic guy that's gonna change it. Yeah, every single solitary motherfucker in the entire universe that's responsible for that stuff. Like, we will invent a laser that just burnt ashes. Burnt ashes. Like, no jail, no nothing. Boom, ashes. Like, nothing. He's gone. Nothing exists anymore. It's over. That's what we should do to these people that take advantage of children. Real human beings, not fucking cartoons, You can do whatever you want to a fucking cartoon. I don't care. I used to watch Itchy and Scratchy where they would tear each other apart. Guts and bones and shit. It's drawing bullshit. If you can't tell the difference between a drawing and a fucking human being, then you need to go see a fucking real therapist. You need to go see a real psychologist. You need to find out what's wrong with your brain that you can't tell the difference between a fictional thing on a screen and a real human being with thoughts, feelings, emotions, dreams, perhaps, you know? If you would want to do that to somebody, like, destroy a child's life, like, that's horrible shit. That's horrible shit. And Visa and MasterCard are like, we don't give a fuck. Yeah, but you're going to go after all the fucking anime cartoons. And you know what? Let me tell you what's going to happen here. Because Japan's getting really pissed off about this. The Japanese Diet, which is their government, is trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And as soon as they find out this information, they're going to be like, oh, this isn't about the content, because you let that slide. And you had reports, known reports, several reports, that this content was going on. This is fucking prejudice against Japanese culture. And that's going to be a shitstorm. Dude, they will kick Visa and MasterCard out of fucking Japan. Japan would start its own fucking credit system. That's literally what would happen. And people don't even know that. It's like, yeah, you probably can't buy your Japanese stuff anymore because, like, you'd have to do the credit system. You'd have to use your little Visa MasterCard fucking shit to buy the little Japanese credit so you could buy the game. Because Japan's like, we don't want this shit. Because these people are obviously harboring real, like, terrible people. Terrible fucking people. They had reports. Hey, we have evidence. We know this is going on. Visa and MasterCard's like, we don't care. Several reports, guys. There's a big thing that just happened. Just happened. And it's everywhere. Chibi Reviews has been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about it. They're like, oh, you're going to cover up this shit, but you want to get rid of the anime? Dude, the weebs are going fucking crazy right now over this shit. And Japan definitely knows what's going on. It's like, oh, so our culture's anime girls are too much, but real people being abused, real human beings being taken advantage of? Yeah, that's why I said we need the laser. Because who's ever responsible, we just ashes, just reduce all of it. I want a disintegration weapon. Just boom, gone. But I don't even care. I don't even care if those people have families. They're like, dude, we'll just, I don't know. We'll do clones of your parents or whatever that don't have that stuff in their brain so that they act normal. I don't know. I don't know how we do this. But my kid won't have a father. Yeah, okay, we'll do like a clone or something. You know, they're trying to do like clones. We do like a clone of the father. That way, okay, here's your dad. It's not the crazy one that we got rid of, but here's the good one. It's like, why would you play God like this? Because somebody's fucking got to. When we've got people like this in the world, man, we, like, I don't know. Look, Sam Altman is building a $500 billion AI system. That's a fucking AI brain. That's literally building a god. Me and Empress are going to talk about that. But that's literally building a god. Keep that in mind. When you're building a $500 billion AI brain, that's a god. Like, that's a technological god. That's literally what he's going to do with that thing. You think this thing's just going to be a system? You think he's building something that is going to be able to control all the technological systems in the world. You will be the technological god in any way. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of scary in a way because I don't like Sam Altman that much. He's got some views I don't necessarily agree with, and he wants to have kind of control of all of this shit, right? So, yeah, it's really messed up. It's really, really fucking messed up. But anyway, to any feds or frauds or whatever the fuck are doing, like, don't be going after me. Go after the real people, because we have reports of those people, and those reports came in yesterday. So maybe you should, you know, take some time off of whatever bullshit you're doing, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys just do bullshit and get paid way more much. Like I said, I'd love to talk to some of these people. It's like, how much, what do you actually fucking do? Like, what is your actual fucking job? It's like, and they're like, it's like, do you know about this? Do you know about that? Do you know about this? Do you know about that? It's like, why don't you? That's your fucking job. You're supposed to know that. It's like, how dare you? I don't fucking care what you have. You don't know about this, 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 and this, and you should know about this, this, and this. And the guy will just get frustrated and say, well, fine, do it yourself. I will. And I'll do it for free. And they'll be like, you can't just work at the FBI for free. Yes, I can. Who's going to fucking stop me? I'll work here for free. I'll tell Trump. It's like, Trump, I'm going to do this for free. I'm going to get rid of all these horrible fucking people for free. And it's like, don't pay me nothing. Even if I don't care. I'll do it for free. Just to get rid of all the horrible freaking people in the world that take advantage. You know, because there's so many people that take advantage of other people. And the fact that we had all these reports coming in from OnlyFans, which I definitely believe needs to be fucking shut down, hardcore. I 100% believe it needs to be shut down, hardcore. Is because they're not listening. The people that have the power aren't doing anything. MasterCard's not doing anything. Visa, they don't care. You're the ones that can stop these payment processors. Because these videos of these people being abused, these children being abused, they're being paid for. The fucking actual perverts. Now, yes, those people aren't good either. But you stop it at the source. You find out where it's going, you fucking get rid of that. That's what you do. What, you know, you see a cockroach, right? What do you, you kill that one cockroach, but there's still a bunch more. That's why you get like a roach bait, so all the fucking roaches carry that to their nest and they all die. Right? It's fucking basic. Like, why the hell are we even, you know, we can fix this shit. Somebody's got, you know, I saw the, what was it called? The beekeeper, you know. Of course, Jason Statham, he tracks everything down till it gets to a government person. And I'm like, somewhere, somebody in government is letting all this bullshit go by like they always have. They're letting it all go by. Oh, just give me money and I'll pretend I'm Christian or religious or whatever, right? Oh, no. You're fucking sitting in the back. The devil's sitting in the back seat, you know, rubbing his fingers like, oh, I got you. I got you. And, you know, you're just going to continue to do it. Oh, but I'm a good Christian man with good Christian values. Oh, sure you are. Jesus would spit on you before. I'm sorry. Just terrible, terrible fucking people out there. And this is, and we're worried about Japanese cartoons? Really? That's what we're worried about? We're worried about Japanese cartoons and Japanese artwork? I mean, you don't have to like it. I don't even like all of it. I'm not the biggest fan of the loli stuff, but I know there's a lot of fans of it. And you know what? That's still not as bad as the real thing going on with real people being really abused and people paying for it. You know? People shouldn't be paying for other people to be abused. That's horrible. Somebody's life is being destroyed and somebody's profiting off of it. That's one of the worst fucking things in the world. That's why I talk a little crazy where it's like, you know, like a laser that reduces them to ashes. That's like, seriously. And the FBI, like, that's your job. Like, your job is to go through and track those reports. You know, instead of the news coming in and saying, oh, we got all these reports. Well, what did the FBI do? What MI6, I guess you could say, would be the British equivalent. What are they doing? What are they doing? Are they just on social media pretending to be cute girls for money? Is that what they're doing? Is that what I'm seeing on my thing about these cute girls? Is that what all you Fed people are actually doing instead of doing your fucking jobs and tracking down people? That's what I want to know. Like, I wish, you know, people would come, you know, because they basically, all right, basically whenever they get in trouble for something, like the CIA reports we talked about a long time ago, they basically black all that shit out, right? They make it so you don't know who it was and what they did and all that other shit. And, I mean, you already had reports that they were looking at CSAM, right? A lot of reports. That there was one, and I told you I was real, real mad about this. I still am mad these many years later. But the mother of the child actually made videos for the agent. And that still burns me up. You would abuse your own child for an agent that's supposed to, as their job, supposed to protect people from that kind of stuff, right? When your government's corrupt, you don't have a government. You have a mess. That's what you have. And Trump's supposed to go in there and clean it up. You know? I hope he does. I hope a lot of this stuff gets cleaned up. You know, they talked about draining the swamp. Well, they need to do more than that. They need to go in there and get rid of all that, all the monsters in there. The horrible people. The people that are hiding. Trump knows about these kinds of people, you know? He knows about these people that pretend to be like this, but they're really like that. You know, all these world leaders, you know, like the big, tough people of the world, you know? Like Putin and Kim Jong-un and all these powerful people, you know? He knows about how these people work. He's worked with business. He's worked with cutthroats. And that's how these people are. They're cutthroats. They're horrible people. And of course, you know, somebody's paying them money to do something else. That's what it all is. Somebody's paying them money to basically do horrible things, you know? It's underground horrible shit. That's all it is. It's horrible shit, and that's all it's gonna be. I mean, it's terrible. Empress has talked about it. She's done videos where she's talked about it, you know, with me. It's terrible. You know, that's why I said, you know, you don't even want to give them jail time. It's like, dude, you forfeited your human rights after you did that. It's like, I know that's unconstitutional, but we need to add something to the Constitution. After you violated and tortured and destroyed the life of another human being, you have forfeit your own human rights. Because you have destroyed the human rights of another. I know that's a really harsh frickin' thing, but I would love to see it added. Because you know how many people would be like, oh shit, as soon as like, okay, I totally destroyed. But you don't have any proof! Dude, that kid is gonna need therapy for life. You have totally fucked up and destroyed that person's life. So therefore, you have forfeited all your rights. It's like, face the wall, get the disintegration gun. We don't want to leave bones or nothing. You know, that's literally, you know what, and they should televise that shit. I was always one that is like, if you show people, hey, these are things we don't tolerate in society. You can't do this in society. Then people stop. You know what Singapore does? And TFM talked about this. Singapore will take somebody and they'll show them, like in a public, beating the shit out of them with a bamboo stick. Like, you won't be able to sit down for weeks. It'll hurt. And you know what they do? They don't do the thing again because they don't want to get beat with the bamboo stick. And nobody else wants to do it. It's like, okay, anybody else? Anybody else want to do the bad thing? We got plenty of bamboo sticks and plenty of men ready to use them. And I was like, no. Let's not do the bad thing. Let's not do the bad thing. The bamboo sticks, nope, that doesn't sound good. And they don't do the bad thing. They don't have that much crime because it gets punished. You know? There's a book called Crime and Punishment. I've never read it, but I think that's what it should be. Crime should be punished. If you're going to do something really fucking horrible to somebody's life, you know, just do some horrible shit, destroy people's lives, then yeah, that's how it should be. You should show people, hey, we shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You know, that's just how I think about it, right? That's why I don't want to hear, first of all, I'm gonna end this little rant with, first of all, I don't want to hear about your extracurricular activities to my material, okay? I really do not fucking care. I do this because it's a fun hobby. We don't ever take it too seriously, unless it's a really good story and we get into the characters and things, then we might care. But we don't take a lot of the hardcore stuff, you know, the crazier stuff that goes on in these games, we don't take it seriously, right? It's cartoons. That's the way I'm always going to think of it. Cartoons, right? And you can do whatever the hell you want with crazy shit with cartoons, right? For the most part. There's probably quite a lot of things that I personally object to, but, you know, in the efforts of fairness, you know, as long as it, you know what I mean, guys. There's certain things that's just like, ugh. I mean, that's just where I'm at, you know. There's certain things I'd see and I'd be like, oh, I don't really approve of that. But again, I'm not going to tell somebody they can't fucking do it, right? But when it comes to real people, I think all of us can agree that humans, whether they're teenagers, adults, or children, elders, Nobody needs to be abused, and especially for money. Who's ever paying for abuse is a real sick fuck. If you're paying for somebody to be really abused in real life, you're a sick fuck. Okay? There's one thing about cartoons. I don't care. It's not real. We do funny voices. You know, where I was like, ugh, you know, shit like that. It's not real. I don't think of it like that. But when you're gonna harm a real human being, like, yeah, that's... See, with a cartoon, you can erase it, right? Or you can just rewind it or whatever. You know, like if you're playing a game, you play it again from the beginning, and the character's fine. You can't do that with a human being. There's no rewind for a human being. You can't just go back to before the abuse happened. Once the abuse happened, it's over. You may never get that person again. The original person. They're going to be ruined for the rest of their lives. And, I mean, I already know this pretty well. You know, I've got two nieces. They're grown. They've got kids of their own. And they went through horrible bouts of abuse. I mean, I was shocked and sickened around the time. But, you know, they're adults. They've got children of their own now. They're married, both the girls. And they manage. They do the best they can. You know, they're on a lot of medication, a lot of therapy, a lot of hard work, you know, to get them back to where they need to be so they can function in society. And I'm sure it's a struggle because that pain and that trauma never goes away. So we don't think about it like, we don't think about people like that. And we should. We should understand that people are very, very different from the cartoons. And that's why I really want a lot of these people on the internet to stop saying, oh, it's a cartoon, but it looks like a whatever. It might look like it, but it's not. I mean, you look at the eyes of these fucking characters. Now I will say one thing. Because I've been watching some of that older anime. During my vacation, I watched Angel Cop. And I think I watched maybe a few others. Oh, I watched that. Oh, that terrible. What was it? Gal Kaiser? Everybody's face looked like a foot. Yeah, that was just a ridiculous art style. I hated it. But, anyway, when I was watching Angel Cop, I noticed that you could see a lot more human features in the characters' faces. They didn't all look like moe blobs, you know. They didn't look like cut and paste, as another person said that I was talking with in the server. He said they're all cut and paste now, so it's easier for them to do. They just use one face shape, and that's pretty much it. So they don't even look like human beings anymore. They look like caricatures of human beings, like maybe alien versions of human beings with the little eyes that they have. It's just a whole lot different. I have nothing against the art, but I prefer art like, say, Shoujo, where he'll actually draw the more human shapes. People have even used the term Uncanny Valley when it came to, say, Shoujo art. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of glad because I like my human characters to look a little more human, right? But at the same time, I don't care that much because there are, of course, some waifus that I do like that are drawn in a different style. Like, for instance, that clock-up game, the Restless Sheep and the Lone Wolf, there's that one character, I really liked her. She was the older one, the older kind of, what was she, like a detective, I think? Yeah, I liked her. She was pretty cool. And that was in that kind of moe style. So there are some characters I like in that. But I'm just not one of these big modern anime watchers, guys. That's just not something I'm into. So, you know, I just can't really get into a lot of it. Like, I got some of it to check out. But I'm like, am I ever going to get to this stuff? Am I ever going to actually watch this stuff? Or am I just going to continue watching the shit from the 80s and the 90s? And I say to myself, I think I'm just going to continue watching the shit from the 80s and the 90s. Because at least, you know, I've got a 50-50 that it might be good. And I just like the old dubs and stuff like that too. A lot of those new dubs, they're not so good. And I do like my dub anime, even though I know you guys like your sub stuff. Oh, wow. How a heartbreaking experience forced Jennifer Aniston to come clean about Barack Obama cheating rumors. Wow. So Obama was cheating on with Jennifer Aniston? Gonna have to check that out in a minute. All right. But that's all I really have to say. So, guys, saying all this, with all the other crazy ranting and disintegration gun and tell the FBI how to do their job. Honestly, guys, don't send me anything about your extracurricular activities with my material. And furthermore, don't make fucking demands. The dude's like, I want a Google Drive. Nobody has given me, like, any money in 2 years. Like, they're like, I want this, I want that. What? Dude, I'm doing this. Okay, excuse me. Folks, I'm doing this as a hobby. This is something I do for fun. Like, until it becomes more than a hobby, and even then, I'm not going to do some Google Drive where I put all the uncut. I'm not doing that. Like, if you're underage, first of all, shame on you. I even said that to him in the message. I said, shame on you. It's like, I do not condone minors looking at my content. I can't stop you. But I don't want you here. I want you worrying about your studies. You know, I want you focusing on, you know, important things. This is entertainment. And it's not even necessary entertainment. I know the girls are crazy these days. I deal with the college girls myself that I work with. And they're a bit of a mess. I understand. So I can only imagine how the younger high school girls are, whatever. I can only imagine how bad they are. But at the same time, guys, that doesn't mean you go to my fucking content and go. I mean, and if you do, don't be fucking telling me, you know? Because when I was 16, sure, I was looking at things I shouldn't have been. But I wasn't going over to Score magazine and saying, oh, I'm underage and I enjoy your work. Dude, they're going to tell me to fuck off and get a hold of my parents. Back in those days, they'd call you parents. But, like, you know, your son's been, you know, looking at this kind of material. Like, that's what they do. So, at the same time, I don't like it. I don't approve of that. I don't approve of that. I've said I don't approve of that. I assume that mainly adults are here on this site. I mean, I think that adults would mainly be here. Maybe the kids should be on YouTube Kids or, you know, regular YouTube, stuff like that. Twitch, even though I know Twitch is full of fucking smut, and that's probably one of the things that's drawing these kids in. I don't approve of that either. And those ladies, shame on them. Shame on them too. But I make it so, dude, these kids aren't fucking stupid. And a lot of these girls, they're mothers. They've probably got kids about the same age, and they know that these kids are smart. They know that they can get in there, look at the little Twitch. Oh, there's the girl on Twitch. And in other words, oh, excuse me, back in my day, you'd be like, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
No, let me go see that. What are you looking at? You don't need to look at that. That's for adults. You change that channel this instant. That's how it is. That's how it used to be. You need to take their damn phone away and stop getting it so they can look at the shit.
They're like, I can't stop.
You know, that, what was it? Like these 18, no, these 20-something.
Oh, I masturbated so much because I had HD porn at a young age.
Nobody told your dumb ass to be going to look at fucking porn,
but I couldn't help it.
What, you can't like, bang the girls in the college, the school anymore? Like, that didn't fucking happen? When I was a teenager, there was all that kind of stuff going on.
And people were like, you can't talk about teenage sex, Grim.
And it's like, dude, it went on. It went on a lot. DP will go in here and he'll tell you all the crazy stuff that he'd done and I'd done and everybody else had done. It happened. We're teenagers. Teenagers fuck. Why do you think in Jason movies, it's always teenagers instead of college students or 20-something people or 30-something or 40-something. We have a bunch of old folks.
It's Jason. Jason, you got some Teratol? I might be able to move a little faster if you give me some Teratol. Oh, no. He's got that blade. Geraldine, watch out. Oh, Liza.
I could do that. Do a fucking Jason, and it's the elderly. And Jason's like, you know what? I feel bad. Well, it's supposed to be a mass killer, but you old folks, I don't know even how this happened. I'm just going to go back to my old... Because Jason, I think, has like a hut or something out in the woods. I think that was shown in maybe that last Jason movie they did. That just was called Friday the 13th. I think that's the one where they showed him just having his own place. And smoking weed, if I'm not mistaken. Because there's a lot of weed or whatever that grew around there. That's how he handled shit, I guess. But yeah, guys, that's what happens. You get teenagers. That's literally your hormones exploding. They're telling you to make babies, which is crazy, because that is probably the worst time in our generation to be having kids, especially now. Do you want fucking TikTok addicted kids to be, and yeah, let's be honest, kids having babies at this age because the hormones are like, have babies. No, because they don't even know the world. The world to them is TikTok. It's not life. They don't know what to teach their kid. Oh, here, have your phone. Okay, I'm going to ignore you for the next 8 hours. Go play a game. Get out of my sight. Get out of mommy's sight. Like, that's literally it, right? You don't fucking teach him anything. And the man's working harder. He's not there at all. He's nowhere apparent. He's nowhere there. He was just a sperm donor. One of many. I know I opened this up with a rants hour, but it's fine because we're going to do an entire fucking show tonight. It's been a long time and I've got a lot to talk about. So much to talk about. But yeah. Like I said, guys, don't send me this shit no more. If you want to know about my content, and you want to request something, that's fine. I don't mind requests, but I'm not going to give you any specials, secret, whatever. Oh, all the uncut. I don't even want to see that. Why the fuck would I record it for you? For free. I wouldn't even do it for free because I don't want to see it. It's like, well, you don't really care about your fans. My fans are fucking insane if that's what they want. Like, I'm sorry. It's like, well, how dare you, Grim? It's like, dude, we always cut that shit out. Like, we've cut that shit out for the longest time. And by the way, that person that supposedly got off to Starless when they were a teenager, so Jast is not happy with you either. Jast USA made that game for adults. It's got 18 plus on it for a reason. If you're not 18 plus, that means you don't need to be looking at it. Now, I know I'm one to talk, but damn it, at least I was 16 before I started checking that kind of stuff out. I was a good little Christian boy for a long time, and I mean it. I liked my video games, but I was at church quite a bit. And I was, you know, I went to all the functions and everything, and I listened to the preacher and was all about it. It's not like I forgot all that, by the way. You know, what I've been seeing lately in this bedlam that we have today, I've been getting a little more religious in some ways. I mean, there's always a little devil in there somewhere, but mostly it's been the angel because I've been seeing a lot of crazy shit. And that one crazy shit we got to talk about is Bonnie Blue and the 1,070-something men that she had sex with. That's ridiculous. I'm surprised God himself didn't come down off a thundercloud and, all right, this is enough. That's too much. We can't have this. And they literally, it's like, you speed ran your judgment. It's like, we were speed running your judgment, lady. This is the most crazy thing we've had in a number of years. Woo, damn, there's concubines that probably haven't had that many men at one time. That's insane, right? I'm talking ancient concubines. I don't think they had 1,000 men in Greece. I don't know. Now, somebody's going to tell me, oh, yeah, Grim, there was... couple thousand men in Greece. Well, I'm sure not all of them were at the same damn girl. But yeah, it's just gotten pretty crazy. It's gotten pretty damn crazy, guys. I can't believe the kind of world that we're in right now. And, of course, me and Empress, we're going to talk a lot about this shit either tomorrow or day after that. I think I'm going to spend some time in Night City. Pardon me. Night City tomorrow. I haven't really had a chance to break into Cyberpunk, but I got this new rig and I want to break into Cyberpunk. Finally, sit down and play it. I got to install a mod that makes it so I skip the prologue because I don't want to go back through all that shit again. That's like 10 damn hours that you don't get back. It's like, fuck that. It's like, well, why would you want to skip it? Because I don't want to go through it all. And they're like, oh, well, you can basically put the mod in, skip past that, make a save, and then I'll install the new patch, and hopefully everything will be fine with the save. That's what I'm hoping. But, anyway, let's go ahead and see if I got a message here from DP. Nope, not yet. He must not have gotten out yet. He's still over there at the casino.